Me and Lois have been listening to this song. That's my wife, for those of you who don't know. And we believe that the song is, like, our marriage is a representation and, like, a picture of what God and ourselves are like. And this is the song. You placed gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. And you gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. And I could search this whole world over, and you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. I was trying to pick out a shirt to wear this morning, and I knew that I was going to sing this song, and it's just a coincidence that I happened to grab this shirt. It's like, you know, does your best friend have your back? And it says that I will never leave you or forsake you.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
I was clued into the artist who's about to sing this song that we've got queued up. It's called He Found Me, and it's by Amber Brooks. I was going to write the lyrics down, but if you just close your eyes and listen, apply it to yourself.
Yeah.
You can probably tell that song ministered to me a little bit, and I trust it'll do the same for anybody who God brought here for that.
My testimony song and read the scripture that set me free.
Go ahead.
Jesus, you changed my life completely. Jesus, your love is here to stay. And Jesus, because your love's forever, your presence will always fill my day. You came into the storm of my life. You spoke, and I suddenly knew all I had been searching for. I found, dear Lord, in you. Jesus, how could I go on living without your mercy and your grace? Your life's blood, all my sins forgiving, found Calvary's love I'll forevermore embrace.
Amen.
Calvary's love I'll forevermore embrace.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to share 2 minutes, if I may, where God's brought me from. I was in 7 mental institutions. I was locked down at 5 points. They used to shoot me with Thorazine just to medicate me out because I was so full of hate, anger, and bitterness. I was born an illegitimate child. I didn't know that till I was 31, but I knew in my spirit. And I went to prison 3 times. I was never supposed to be set free. And I just thank God he set me free. When they said there was no hope, Jesus said there's hope.
Yes, that's right.
And this is the scripture I read in the psychiatric unit in California, in the worst women's prison that there was. I was Susan Atkins' next door neighbor. That's how whacked out I was. And I read, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry, and he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my foot upon a rock, and he established my goings. He put a new song in my heart, in my mouth, and even praise to our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust and respects not the proud, nor such as turns aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are to us. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto you. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Yea, your law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, you know. I have not hid your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. Withhold not your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. My iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I'm not able to look up. They are more than the hairs on my head. Therefore my heart faileth. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha! Aha! Let all those that seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, Let the Lord be magnified! But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God.
We just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, day after day after day after day, still there's mercy. We just thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Even when I wander away, there's still mercy. God, you've forgiven my sins. You've rescued me. You've opened my eyes. You've loved me again and again, day after day after day after day. still there's mercy. How can anyone be so beautiful, Lord? You are so pure. How can anyone be so wonderful, kind and gentle, sweet and lowly, yet so mighty in majesty? Let me bow and worship you.
Oh!
Hear me, Lord, when I call. O God of my righteousness, have mercy on me and hear my prayer. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So shall I be saved when I call. I will not go back. I will not go back from you. Quicken me, Lord. Give me life. Then will I call. Then will I call on thee. I will not go back. And Lord, you said, you will call us your people who were not your people. You will call us beloved who were not beloved. Call me your beloved again today. I just want to hear you say that I'm your beloved again. I just want to be your beloved. That's the words I want to hear you say. Speak to me, Lord. Let me hear your voice. Let your gentle whisper comfort me. Saying that you love me will set me free. I know. I know, and I hold to what's true. I know that you do love me forever. It's true. But when you come near and look at me, your beautiful countenance comforts me. I am swept out of worries. I'm washed in your peace. Overcome me with your tenderness. Settle me in your love. I call, I call, I call for your presence. I cry, Lord, I cry for your voice. And I seek you, I seek you, I seek your face. My passion, my purpose, my pleasure, my plea, I'll rest in you, Lord. You are my hope and my strength. You are my lifeline. You're the marrow in my bones. You refresh my life to the core. You are my rock. I hide inside of you. You're my fortress of truth. You surround me with truth. You are my deliverer, my strength, my God, in whom I trust. You're my shield, my high tower. You alone are salvation for me. You're my redeemer, my Lord, my King. I will not set my face toward the wilderness, where hopes are dried up like the sand, but I will look to heaven and seek your face. Truth comes from you, and not from oppression. You are my truth. I will depend on you. You made the heavens, the stars, in the darkness. You're my light, so I will seek your face. When you look at me, everything turns to brightness. When you look at me, troubles flee away. The shadows of death turn into morning light. You call for the sun to shine. Problems dissolve and worries fade with one glance of your eyes. Your light shines so bright. When you smile, my heart melts. When you laugh, I shake to the bones. Just seeing your countenance changes everything. It changes everything. I know I'm never alone. Even when I fail you, even when I fall, you just pick me up and hold me. Your tears of love melt me. Close to your heart, you hold me. I hear the beating. I hear the beating of your heart, and it's beating for me. Your hands are comforting me, soft and sweetly comforting me. Gentle love is flowing. I'm waiting. I'm resting in your love. Colors are swirling. Angels are singing. Clouds are rolling. The birds are singing as God comforts me. Waters are flowing. Winds are blowing while God comforts me. Where are my enemies? Where have they gone? Where's the fear? Where's the guilt? The shame, the hopelessness. They've all fled. They ran away. As God comforts me. Far from his presence, they're all gone, and I am free. I hear his beating. It's faster, it's faster. The pace is picking up. It's racing with laughter and celebration because I'm set free. Now we're dancing, we're leaping, we're shouting. The drums beat a new melody. The angels hold swords as they shout to the enemy, "He's coming, he's coming!" Warning to all enemies. The Lord has stood on her behalf. They're shouting this warning for me. God has risen up. He's rising up for me. My enemies are running. They're running. They're running from me. For God is on my side. Inside of Him, I'm hiding. He will pursue until they're all gone, and I'm completely set free. He looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, "We're going to win." "Don't worry, my beloved child. You won't lose to the sin. I've got you covered. I'm in control." And I say, "We win!"
Amen.
Just stay inside of me. Rest in my heart as I battle for you. Rest in my love. Have confidence. Because I'm telling you, we win. Losing was yesterday. Winning's today. And there's always today again. I never fail. I never give up. Say it with me. We win. We win. Because His love never fails, we win. Because He never gives up or gives in, we win. Because of His enduring love, we win. Because He's my God, I win. For God is for me, and I am for Him. He is in me, and I'm in Him. So we win. Let the seas roar in the fullness thereof. Let the earth shake and the mountains quake. Let the trees clap their hands and rejoice. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. We give thanks to Your holy name. We give thanks to Your holy name. You are good. You are so good. We love You. We love You. We thank You. We bless You, O Lord, with our love. Amen.
You are worthy and awesome and mighty, full of beauty and faithful and righteous. Who can compare? No one else would dare. We desire to come into Your presence. Oh, come, stay with us. Shine Your radiance. Teach us how to be like You, humble servants. Teach us Your ways to number all our days. Holy Father, oh, Jesus, Holy Spirit, when You whisper, oh, Lord, let us hear it. We praise You as one. With You we would run. Oh, take us into Your sweet presence. Thank you.
when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing inside. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. Get through.
and rest in my embrace. I long to see you and to be with you. Come share my tears and kiss my face, 'cause above all else I want intimacy. Did you know that when I hear you start to pray, I drop everything and kneel down close just to catch every word you say. You ravished my heart. One glance of your eyes, I'm in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Come in and dine. Oh, won't you be mine? I'm in love with you. I'm so in love. Can be trusted with all your hurt. Leave your striving at the door, and along with that, all your effort. You're so distracted by what you do. Can't you see that all I want is simply you? You ravish my heart with one glance of your eyes. I'm in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Come in and dine. Oh, won't you be mine? I'm in love with you. I'm so in love. A jealous God, and I'm zealous. I want you. Yeah, I am a jealous God, and I'm zealous. I want you. You may be poor and needy, but you have a provider, and you have a defender in me. You ravished my heart with one glance of your eyes. I'm in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Come in and dine. Oh, won't you be mine? I'm in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Ravish my heart with one glance of your eyes. I'm in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Come in and dine. Oh, won't you be mine? I'm in love with you. I'm so in love with you.
Thank you, Jesus, for your never-ending mercy, for your grace, that we can mess up and we can fall and fall again, and you're still there to pick us up and you're still there to heal us. What can we do but love you back? Thank you for never giving up on us.
Go!
that we can have a 26th chance, a 27th chance, a 28th chance, a 29th chance. And you don't think any less of us than you did before. You still love us just the same.
Time. plan on us being entertained. But I sure plan on you getting guided when you walk in the door. I hope you OD on God.
Amen.
Yeah.
We have one of our ministry students that wants to come and is going to come and speak here for a few minutes. And his name's Dudley Smith. So why don't you come on up here, brother? Happens to be one of my son-in-laws. Oh, my favorite. My favorite in this building.
All right. Hope you all brought your Bibles today, because we're going to go through a lot of verses today. We're going to start in 1 Timothy, but when you're looking that up, I'm going to give a little dream I had. And that's what inspired this whole little sermon here. I don't know. It's got to be close to a year ago now. God gave me a dream. I'm going to give you a little word picture. Maybe y'all can get into it. Take yourself to Egypt, and we're going to go into the tombs, into the pyramids. I had a dream. I was in an Egyptian pyramid in the burial chamber, and there were two or three other people there. And as I was walking in, they were walking out. They had brown khaki shorts and white shirts. And the room was square with a tomb in the center, so that you could walk all the way around the tomb. As I looked around the room, I noticed that it was covered with red glowing eyes. As I watched them, they started to disappear. I saw them turn into what I think was crows. They flew to a castle. They had to cross over huge molten lava. I realized where they were flying to was Satan's lair. When I came back, I was in the room. You know, the room with the chamber. When I came back from that, I went to a room where they had set aside for all, you know, where they bury them with all the money. And I was looking around, and I realized there was no way out of that room. You're trapped in that room. And what God showed me was you have to get rid of all the treasures of this earthly realm to find your way out, and the way out is Jesus himself. So I'll just read through what I wrote here. What God is saying through this dream is, if you put all your faith into riches without God, you'll spend eternity with your God. Not that there's anything wrong with having money, as long as money does not have you. God needs his people to have money so that we can give when God says to give. If God blessed you with money or possessions, it is not so we can hoard it up and worship it. It is to promote and expand his kingdom. Okay, now we're gonna let 1 Timothy 6:6-10. I cheated, I wrote it all down, so I don't have to look it up. But 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therefore content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Love of money is the root of all evil. You can have a love of money and not even have a dime to your name. Now we're going to go to Matthew. Matthew 6. Through 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where the thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. God says that earthly treasures will be rusted and moth-eaten and stolen, so we should not lay up treasures. But did you know God called us a treasure? We're going to go to Luke 12, 16 through 21. And he, Jesus, spoke a parable unto them, saying, "This ground of a certain man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. God said we should be rich towards him, not earthly things. And now I'm with Matthew 19:16 through 26. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest me thou good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep thy commandments. He said unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth, what yet lack I? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when a young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard that, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Now we're going to go to Mark 10, 17 through 27. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeling to him, and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest me thou good? There is none good but one, which is God. Thou knowest the commandments. See, I'm reading through this again because God said it was so important, he put it in, you know, more than one book. So, thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these I have observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he said, and he was sad at the saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around about, and saith to his disciples, How hardly shall they have that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and said unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they say, and they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Now we're going to go to Luke 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest me thou good? None is good, save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandment, Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, As these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto them, Yet lackest one thing. See all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter in the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the needle's eye than for a rich man to enter in the kingdom of God. And they that heard it, whom they then can be saved. He said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Back in Jesus' time, the eye of the needle, anybody know what that was? I'm going to tell you anyway. Huh? Oh. Back in Jesus' time, when the big walled cities, they had gates that were open all during the day. At night, they closed those big gates. And they had little doors in them so that travelers at night could go through. Well, that was called the eye of the needle. So what Jesus is saying is it's easier to go through, take a camel through that gate. You have to unload him, walk him through, and load him all back up. So he says it's easier to do all that than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. And I have in here, for the rich man that trusts. Oh, let me see. Back up a minute. It's easier for that camel to be reloaded than for a rich man to trust in God. Because most rich people have more faith in their money than in God. Money is their God. I'm going to go to James. James 2. 1 through 7. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, which with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there came in also a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect for him which weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourselves, and have become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called? The Bible isn't saying here that all rich people are evil or against God. But so often the rich feel that they are above God and do not need Him because they are trusting in their money to get them everything they want and need in life. And after life, you know, good works, charity, etc. They think those good works will get them into heaven. But by trusting that what they do not, by trusting that what they will not, what they have won't get them in heaven. They blaspheme Jesus and what He did on the cross. Because accepting His shed blood as payment for our sins is the only way into heaven. You cannot buy your way into heaven. You cannot do enough good work to earn your way there. James 5, 1 through 6. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupt, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasures together for the last day. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered in the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have commanded, condemned, and killed the just, and doeth not resist you. Luke 16. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, or money. Mark 8, 34 through 38. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let them deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. You need to ask yourself, what is worth an eternity of separation with God? Is it your car, your house, your husband or wife, your friends, your comfort? Matthew 13, 43 to 46. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure, hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy therefore goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that treasure. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, whom when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and bought it. We need to make God our treasure, like he has made us his treasure. Remember when I said he called us his treasure? He called us a treasure before we even worth being called a treasure, before he died for us. Amen. We can't ride the fence. It's not an option. God is either our treasure or he is not. There is no middle ground, no gray areas. Go to Revelation 3, verse 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. You either have to be for God, or you are against him. It's like the verse about not serving God and mammon. You can't serve God and the world, or yourself, or fun, you know, or whatever. You need to jump off the fence, one way or the other. Because otherwise you are just pretending to be something you're not. And you're nothing, and pretending like that, you're just being miserable. So you may as well jump off and live however you want to live. Be happy for the moment. But remember, you're going to have to pay for it in the end. With torture and crawling and worms crawling in and out of you, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and they're in utter darkness, separated from God forever. James 1. Verse 15. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So you can choose to have a very temporary happiness here on earth, nobody telling you how to live, no boundaries, and pay the price of eternal damnation in hell. Or you can choose life, which is Jesus. Getting hard to see. Yes, it is a choice of surrendering your life to God and living the way he wants you to live. But it brings joy. Which is eternal and more fulfilling than anything you could experience in the world without him. Let's go to Deuteronomy 30. Verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Today is the day to make a choice. Satan in the world, which is death, or God, which is life. Only you can make the choice for your life. Which is it? Joshua 24. Verse 15. Says, choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. So you have to ask yourself, where is your treasure today? Is it in worldly things, or is it in God? That's all I have today. If you've never made that choice today, to choose God, and you want to, there'll be people that come up here and pray. You're more than welcome to come up. But if you have, you don't want to leave here today without Him. That's right. Because the worms and the darkness without light, that's only the beginning of hell. So I welcome anybody that's never, or that would like to rededicate, come on up, and we have all of our prayer people happy to pray for you.